Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter, Eric Talk Stros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team, every day, even when they win a game, they win again. It's like they always win a game, and that's not the case this year because they're one game above 500. And congratulations, Astros. You have the same record as the Miami Marlins. The Marlins. So anyway, the Astros do get the W today, and it was the opposite of yesterday's game. The Astros won 6-1, and yesterday the Astros lost 1-6. So this was kind of a get back at them and that type of thing. But the Mariners now have a 24-31 record on the season. The Astros have a 28-27 record. They have a magic number of 2 to clinch the playoffs. 2 in a season where anybody can get in, according to Zach Greinke. The Astros are a magic number of 2 away from making the playoffs. Congratulations, Astros. So anyway, you can get Locked On Astros with us every day as we talk about the Astros throughout the playoffs or wherever. If you like Apple, if you Spotify, just listen to some Astros talk and just give us some feedback and just let us know what's going on and everything. But the Astros are once again a winning team until tomorrow or next day or whatever. But I'm not going to fret too much about the close to 500 record. Let's talk about Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker is getting hot at the right moment in the final weeks of the season. He's basically ready to go into playoffs. Yuli Gurriel, he does not look healthy. He looks like he's been favoring the hand a little bit. And so hopefully he's able to get past that. But he said he tried to put a brace on or something, and it made him feel more uncomfortable. And so we'll have to see how healthy Yuli's going to be, especially with Yordan Alvarez out for the rest of the season and the playoffs. You need somebody like Gurriel in there. And Correa was so close to getting a homer, maybe not even a homer, but a double or something on his birthday, but the outfielder made a great play. And so I think it was Fraley out there in left field who made a great play. But looking at the Mariners lineup, it's like, who? Who? Oh, yeah, I know him. Who? But that's just where the Mariners are, and they actually were going to try to trade some people away. They made some trade at the trade deadline. They traded Austin Nola to the Padres and a couple other trades, and then they started winning, but their record's still not great. It's 24-31, and they are pretty close to the Astros, but not super-duper close where you have to really kind of worry about them. They're 3.5 games. Oh, actually, the Angels are now 3.5 games behind the Astros, and the Mariners have dropped to 10 games back. So this is something that I'm glad we don't have to worry about the Mariners, at least for one more day, but now we have to worry about those Angels, and Angels are 25-31. And it does not look like the Astros are going to clinch because, as Chad Pinder said on Twitter, that the A's were basically watching the Astros game on Monday at the hotel, and they're cheering on the Mariners and say, yeah, go, 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 go. And they're able to clinch kind of in the hotel. And so the A's are going to the postseason. The Astros are maybe going to postseason unless they have an epic fall, but the A's are losing right now to Dodgers 7-2. But as we know, it's really, really easy to lose to Dodgers because they've got a pretty good offense led by Mookie Betts. And the Dodgers paid a lot for him, including Alex Verdugo, who's been doing pretty good for the Red Sox this year. And a year of that Red Sox fans can't forget, Verdugo at least has stepped up and kind of showed that he can be a star. And so we'll see what happens with the Red Sox. But the Red Sox are 21-34, and the Yankees have started winning again. They're 8-2 in the last 10 games, and their record's at 32-23. So remember how they were hovering around 500? They were too good of a team. The Astros, just, they're a good team, but at the same time, they just can't stay healthy. And I saw that Brett Strom said over the weekend that the Astros could actually be very dangerous in playoffs, because of, especially in a three-game series, because they can throw out three decent pitchers against you. Now, it's just a matter of can the offense scoring thing, because that's the biggest thing that we're worrying about. And Jose Altuve is batting, what, 212, is that what it is? Let me see. I'm on the Mariners. Yeah, he's batting 215 with a 596 OPS. He was 0 for 5 tonight. It's not a great season for Jose Altuve. This is one of those seasons that he's going to have to forget about, because he was on pace to have a Hall of Fame career. And hopefully he is, but hopefully this is not the end. There's probably a couple things here. Maybe he played too much, and maybe there's something wrong with his knees. Maybe it's a mental thing. But he just he looked, I believe it was either Sunday or Monday's game. I forgot what game, but he was looking like he was getting his swing back. But today he just kind of did the same thing. He only struck out one time, but the Astros only struck out five times today. And Martin Maldonado, he did what the Astros needed. Give them a breather, just so they didn't have to stress with all these low-scoring games. But the big story of the day was what happened with Framer Valdez. Framer Valdez basically put his name into the talk to possibly be in a rotation during the playoffs, because I remember Jeff Blum saying that he may just do like a five-and-done type of game. But Framer Valdez actually lasted seven innings. He had eight strikeouts, one of his better games of the year, and only allowed that one earned run and five hits. But he just looked like he was having fun out there. And that's something that we haven't really seen from Framer Valdez when he's, this year, yeah, I know we've seen a little bit more fun, but I'm talking about in general with just like, just him being able to laugh at himself for when he throws a really bad pitch. And so it was just good to see him go out there and just do what it takes to get the job done. Paredes came in, and Josh Shames has been really great recently. He came in and had two strikeouts today. His ERA is all the way down to 7.27. So it looks like the things are coming, at least pitching-wise, things are coming together a little bit. Are there some holes in the Astros' rotation and bullpen? Yes. Are there some weak spots? Yes. But I think all of it, all the Astros' success in playoffs is going to be based on what the Astros do offensively. And so we'll have to see. We know Brantley had his fifth homer of the season. Martin Maldonado had that big homer as well. And Tucker was 4-for-5 tonight with one RBI and one run scored. He did have, I believe, his seventh stolen base of the season. He had eight tries so far this year, and Michael Brantley had one as well. So he's had two stolen bases this year. But it's good that Tucker is kind of having this coming out party, and because the Astros are going to have a mass exodus like we've been kind of talking about. And so it's just good to see that he's actually taking advantage of this opportunity to show what he can do. And he's become one of the better players on this team. But if you have too many people faking it at your job and you need to get some more employees that would actually work and not to just get on TikTok all day or whatever they do, go to Indeed.com. It's the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause it at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are are shown to be 3.5 times more likely resulting in a hire. I know that on Twitter you see those sponsored things, and I know you may not click on it, but you still see them, so they do make an impact there. So guys, right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means finding more quality candidates, and you will see it happen fast. Try Indeed on with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. This is your best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. Terms and conditions apply. Offered valid through September 30th, which is coming around the corner. Speaking of coming around a corner, the Astros will be hopefully participating with the playoffs starting on October 5th. And this is something that we kind of talked about on yesterday's podcast. But as I was researching for tonight's show, I did see something that kind of hijacked the whole show, so to speak. Yeah, the Astros won. The Astros have a 28-27 record. But the weird news of the day is that during the playoffs, not the first round, but there's a chance, not even second round, but there's a chance that we could see some fans at ballparks during the NLCS and the World Series. That does not mean where the Astros will be playing, but unless they actually go to the World Series. But here's what Rob Manfred had to say to Bob Nightingale. He said, "We are pressing ahead to have fans in Texas." So, yeah, the 2020 season has been weird with all the pandemic and all the social injustice and hurricanes and flooding now in Houston. And by the way, I hope everybody's doing okay. I know that it's not as bad as it was for Harvey, but I do know that there's some people that were affected by the floods. And so hopefully you got everything safe, your family safe. But like last time, we will survive. We are Houston strong and we will move on. But speaking of moving on, that Rob Manfred, this is what he said. "We are pressing ahead to have fans in Texas. One of the most important things to our game is the presence of fans. Starting down the path of having fans in stadiums and in a safe and risk-free environment is very, very important to our game." So basically, what they're trying to do right now is they're trying to talk to the Texas governor and maybe just people, different administrative people around the state, to see if they'll even let that happen. I know that earlier in before the season started, I know that Governor Abbott said that there possibly could be some fans at ball games in Texas this year. We thought that that meant regular season games, so maybe that meant this. But it will not be during a wild card series. It will not be at the ALDS or the NLDS, and it's not going to be at the ALCS, but the NLCS and the World Series could have fans in it. And so the question is, Astros fans, does that upset you that you can't go to a Astros playoff game? I know this is something, it's a tradition for some people. Some people have the disposable income where they could say, "Hey, I want to go to game 5 of the World Series tonight." And they're like, "Okay, let me just get my credit card out." Some people aren't quite that lucky. But now Astros fans can't, unless the Astros make the World Series, then they can possibly go. But just imagine how limited they're probably going to make those the seating. Let's say, I don't know how much that hardware store holds up in Arlington, but maybe it's like 45,000 or 50,000. If it's anywhere close to Minute Maid Park, it's like 45,000. So even if it's just half of it, 22,000. The demand for tickets will be crazy. Let's say it's the Astros versus the, the Braves. Let's go with the Dodgers. So can you imagine all the Dodgers fans who would probably go out to Arlington just to go see the Astros play the Dodgers in the World Series? That's going to be a hectic environment. But at the same time, what if people don't want to pay for the flights and then buy the the hotels and then pay for the expensive tickets. So maybe you'll have only a bunch of Rangers fans who are like, I think it'd be nice to be able to go to World Series again. So, actually, it's right here. I just totally missed it. They seat 40,300 at Globe Life Field. Duh, I totally forget this. So basically, the Astros are trying to just get this. I mean, not Astros. MLB is just trying to get this going. We'll see if what happens. But they do have to go ahead and get permission and talk to all the get final approval by the Texas government officials. But that's pretty big news, if you ask me. So I know that the Astros can be a dangerous team, but the whole they've got to do better than they've been doing. The Astros have scored at least 6 runs in only one game for only the fourth time in their last 18 games. And the Astros have scored 4 or fewer runs in 8 straight games before tonight's game. And the last time they scored more than 2 runs in an inning was when they did so against Kenley Jansen at Dodgers Stadium. So the Astros are struggling offensively. And Dusty Baker had here's what he had to say about Martin Maldonado today. He said he's one of the most dangerous 220 hitters around. Maybe he can get being one of those most dangerous 250 or 270 hitters around. That was the thoughts by Dusty tonight. But yeah, Martin Maldonado has been, I know when he originally re-signed with the Astros, I wasn't like, oh, I'm jumping for joy. But I was like, oh, why don't you go out and get JT Realmuto? But Martin Maldonado is exactly what this club needed. He's shown up with his bat this year. He's tied for the third in Astros in home runs this season. And it's just really awesome to see him kind of take on the Astros and as a whole. So we'll have to see what happens, but I'm just excited the Astros won. And the Astros, they need to score first because the Astros are 17-12 when they score first. So the Astros have some ways to go before they can be really, 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 really dangerous in the playoffs. But if they get past the A's, because right now the Astros are the 6th seed and the A's are the 3rd seed. So if that maintains, we'll be playing the A's. And A's are a pretty good team. We're going to be playing in their home ballpark. So if the Astros win that series, that's going to give them such a boost of confidence that they'll take into the ALDS, and then we'll see what happens from there. But that's all I got for tonight's Locked On Astros podcast. Jose Altuve, love you, brother. I'm okay that you're struggling a little bit, but here's how you make people forget all about the 2020 regular season. Go off in the playoffs. Just dominate and just hit homer after homer. When you play the Yankees again at some point, then go ahead and hit a homer off of Aroldis Chapman again. And let's just keep the good times rolling. You've been listening to the Locked On Astros podcast. And don't forget to check out my friend Sully over at the Locked On MLB podcast.